الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
ليلة القدر العيد ليلة القدر we know إن أنزل الله في ليلة القدر it's a night of power remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى do as much as عبادة as you can do there's one dua which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told his wife عائشة رضي الله عنها to read as much as possible in the night of power he said she asked him what shall I read he said read اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا this is a hadith you know what this hadith is This hadith is in Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read this dua. So Laylatul Qadr is full of blessings, you know, as much as you can, do ibadah, worship Allah. This can be in any of Laylatul Qadr, remember, it's not fixed. But there's many hadiths. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, find it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. In one hadith he said, search for this night, you know, in the 27th, أطلبوها ليلة السبع عشر من رمضان and he said search it in the 21st and search it in the 23rd so it could be 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th most likely in these nights some scholars said it could be in any other night of Ramadan and some said it could be during the whole year really you know and for those people who value the nights every night is Laylatul Qadr anyway so but inshallah you know try your best to do ibadah in, especially all these odd nights so the last 10 nights and then especially the odd nights The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually knew of Laylatul Qadr, but you know there's a famous hadith that he left his house and he was just about to inform them and he saw two people fighting and arguing and quarreling. This shows how evil and how bad and how detested quarreling is. He said two people were fighting and he said, you know, I was made to faru fi'at. I was made to forget. Allah remove this knowledge. That's why the ulama say that when people fight and argue, quarreling, arguing and fighting is actually a cause of good things being uplifted and removed. So yeah, do whatever you can do, good things, ibadah, tahajjud, salah, qiyamul layl, etc.